On the way home from work, Millsy, a bloke by the name of Rob grabbed me and he wanted to have a chat. And I asked him, I said, Rob, would you mind if we record it? Because he was asking for some help. And he said, no problem, I'd be happy for you to do that. And it went a little something like this.
So it's 20 past nine in the morning and I'm walking up the Hay Street Mall as I always do. And I've run into...
Rob and Chris.
And Rob, you just grabbed me. Tell me your story.
Well, I've been a trader for a lot of years. I've spent my apprenticeship in Perth. I've had a bit of a drug habit. I've kicked that.
What drugs are you on?
I was on just dope, just marijuana.
Yeah.
I was A-grade rugby league player. My parents split up and stuff, you know.
You played rugby league here in Perth?
Yes, North Beach.
Like, how old are you, mate?
I'm 35.
35, right. So you're on the streets at the moment?
Yeah, I'm on the streets at the moment. And there's a lot of people out here. And I'm walking here every morning. I see you go past. And it's like... where's everybody? They're taking them to the bus to book my appointment. They've given all the hotels and that. And I'm asking you every day, I'm trammies and that. And they can't tell me anything.
So, would you go somewhere if they would take you somewhere?
I'd love to, man.
So some of your mates or some of the other people that have lived on the streets, they've been taken to hotels or other facilities during this. Yeah, but you haven't. You've been left behind.
No, and I'm sitting out here every day on my own.
One of the things that some people think, and I've probably thought this sometimes, is that some of the crew out here don't want to be somewhere else. But what do you think about that?
I think they like it out here.
So you're living on the streets now, mate. Yeah. You don't want to be on the streets.
No, don't.
We're going to play this on the radio. Lot of people will hear this. What's the message you'd like to get across?
I'm just rolling with the punches every day in town. I'm getting charged for getting beat up, bro. I've earned a lot of money and I've given a lot.
So right now, what do you need? What do you want?
Get off the street, bro.
Get off the street?
Yeah.
You don't want to be here?
No. And I just want to get fit again and go back play rugby league when I can.
Are you a troublemaker?
No. No. I'm a good...
Good person?
Yeah, a good person.
You just need a chance?
Yeah.
Would you work if there was a job going?
Oh, mate, I'm a roof plumber for 3 to 5 years. I just can't...
Roof?
Yeah, I can actually lift my arm to carry sheets now.
Thanks for having a chat, mate.
Yeah, thanks, Basil.
So how do we help someone like Rob? Now, Rob, what struck me about Rob, he was pretty well-dressed. He was probably newish to the life on the streets.
How do you help Rob? Rob's going to help himself. So if Rob's prepared to help himself, that's a start.
He's starting by asking for help.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we need systems in place. There are programs in place. Has he taken advantage of any of those programs?
He said
new to the street, maybe he's not aware of those.
He said they didn't appear to want him or he couldn't find a way to get into those
Would you employ him based on your conversation?
Yes.